most schools have multicultural centers. My feeling is that we need to think of an entire campus as a multicultural center.
Hi, I'm Nick Gillespie with Reason TV, and today we're talking with Jim Doty. He's the president of Chapman University, located just south of LA in Orange County. He's been the president since 1991. Jim Doty, thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Nick.
Reason covers a lot about on-campus issues related to things like free speech, free expression. At Chapman, and as you look at other universities, are things worse now than they were, say, 20 or 30 years ago in terms of people being able to have open, honest discussions about things like race, class, and gender?
I think so. Even if you talk with people like Jerry Seinfeld, comedians, they'll tell you the same thing. They have to be very careful about where they do their thing, where they do their humor because of political correctness. And that, of course, is true in higher education, unfortunately, because higher education should be the beacon of free expression and free speech.
What's driving the move towards ever-increasing restrictions and kind of looking at more and more refined insults that need to be addressed? So when people talk about microaggressions or something, I mean, is it coming from students? Is it coming from faculty? Is it coming from outside agitators?
I think it's a general symptom of increasing victimization, where people feel that they are victims of some kind of social stigmatization. And as a result, you have to be very, very sensitive. So it's increased sensitivity on the part of everyone. And free speech is not about being sensitive. Free speech is having the courage of one's convictions and belief in free expression that one can say anything. But that's inconsistent with perhaps a speaker that says something that hurts someone's feelings. Mm-hmm. So it's this attitude that we have to be much more sensitive to people's feelings.
Right.
That I think in the main has led to it.
There are there are some good sides to that, right?
Sure.
I'm sure we can all think of examples from when we were in college or even 5 or 10 years ago where you would just say things without thinking about them.
Exactly.
That were incredibly hurtful.
Bullying.
Yeah.
This idea that bullying is something that these days is people are sensitive to. They certainly weren't when I was growing up. I had a speech impediment and when I was a kid and was a victim of bullying, but just about every young kid was.
So how do we find a balance? How do you pull it back to a healthy, a healthy respect for people's difference, but also not one that effectively shuts down every conversation if it bothers any single individual?
I really wouldn't work towards a balance. I don't think that would be healthy. I think it certainly has to tilt towards free expression, free speech. We need to get over being sensitive to this and having our feelings hurt. We would hope that over time, in a community where you do have open and free expression of ideas, and that's the most important thing, one of the most important values in higher education, then I think a culture will develop where people will be more careful about what they say. But it's up to them, not to others, to impose rules and restrictions on free speech.
Yeah, and now last fall at Chapman, you criticized a center that was going to be organized along kind of racial and ethnic lines. Talk about what happened there and how it was resolved.
Yeah, well, I think that was a situation where there's a free and open expression. I think that's a situation that will continue to be debated. And it was an issue that I think most universities contend with, and that is whether or not Chapman University should have a multicultural center. And there were wonderful students very passionate and had the
feeling. What would the multicultural center do?
A multicultural center would be a facility where different clubs and organizations, a Black Student Union, for example, a Hispanic club, those organizations that deal with race, ethnicity, even gender and sexual orientation, feeling unsafe meeting anywhere else, would meet in a center that would be focused on their space needs, for example. And so there's a good argument to have it. Most schools have multicultural centers. My feeling is that we need to think of an entire campus as a multicultural center. Mm-hmm. And one of the great values of a university campus is the breadth of ethnicity and sexual orientation and racial origin. And rather than placing too much focus on that, we should have a focus and concentration on the fact that we're all human beings, and that should be our emphasis.
You have a PhD from the University of Chicago in economics. You know, what's the value? What's your pitch as an economist for the value of a liberal arts education?
The undergraduates, the focus should be on the liberal arts. You can get a major, but the focus by far should be on the liberal arts. Graduate school is the time when you can focus in a particular area, a specialization, a trade, if you will. But higher education is all about learning to think and expand one's mind and have breadth of knowledge. Economics, I'm an economist. Economics, one could argue, is a classic liberal arts because you learned how to think. Many people don't even know how one can use economics in a practical way that's more theoretical. So critical thinking skills, breadth of skills in terms of quantitative reasoning, these are the skills that people need to be successful. And if most studies that show the students who've majored in the liberal arts, initially their salaries are lower, but then they come back and they're actually higher. So one does not give away future earnings power by becoming a liberal arts major. More importantly, a liberal arts major gives an individual the skills, the understanding, the appreciation for arts, for beauty, that leads to enjoyment in life, that transcends one's financial returns.
A lot of people talk about a higher education bubble, that, you know, this is higher education, there's so much public money, free and reduced price money, and student loans and Pell Grants, etc. This is the next big bubble to explode, like the housing bubble did. Do you worry about that?
I do. What I do worry about is that there's a trend in higher education or distance learning, online learning, and movement away from that close student-faculty relationship that I have found most valuable in my own education. The fact that I was able to work with people like Milton Friedman, George Stigler, but I can think of my undergraduates, William Graham, other great economists, that close interaction, two people on a log is the way George Stigler would put it. That's all you need. You don't need bricks and mortar. You just need two people working closely together. It's expensive. So I'm afraid that in a market system that's focused on cost, we're going to lose the best part of education, higher education, should be all about.
Okay. Well, we will leave it there. Thank you so much, Jim Doty. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.